SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Annually, the Hajj attracts up to 2 million Muslims from around the globe, making it one of the largest gatherings in the world, if not the largest. The pilgrimage is not only a spiritual milestone required once in a lifetime from all able-bodied Muslims, but also an act of faith meant to cleanse past sins and foster a sense of unity and humility among the faithful. Last year's Hajj returned to full capacity for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic, leaving behind an increased awareness on health and disease prevention, especially in crowded places. Enter the innovative prayer beads from DNF Labs, developed in collaboration with Etta Design in the UK. It's called Protect Tasbih, and they are the world's first prayer beads that sanitize hands. Manasvi Gosalia, co-founder of DNF Labs, tells of the vision behind the spirituality and hygienically enhanced accessory. He says the design's efficacy lies in the fact that the beads are already a part of people's lives.
So you're like, okay, so the best thing is to find a common product which is already in someone's hand. So now we're not trying to push for people to go and reach out to something. So it's already in your hands. And if that is going to help you sanitize for betterment, that's like, hey, that's one battle won.
Tom Parsons is founder and creative director at Etta Design. He explains how the beads work without alcohol.
During the development of the formulation, we came up with several challenges, some from a religious point of view. So we could not use anything using any alcohol. So alcohol is most commonly used for antibacterial and sanitizing products. So we had to look at natural potential solutions. So our research brought us to tea tree. Tea tree oil is really effective against a broad spectrum of bacteria because it disrupts the cell membrane of the bacteria itself.
The beads are designed to encapsulate a solid core with a sanitizing tea tree oil infused layer, ensuring durability and zero waste once the sanitizing element wears off. However, the real challenge was creating a product that could endure the extreme heat of the Saudi desert, says Mr. Gosalia.
As we come up with the product and it looks great and it does the work, but the minute you put it out in the sun, beyond a point, because you're talking about 45, 50 degrees centigrade, which is quite inhuman at some point to deal with. So nothing can stay at that temperature. So I think that's been the biggest challenge, which at some point we didn't really realize we would hit that.
Mr. Gosalia's colleague, co-founder of DNF Labs, Shamsher Walia, says the product underwent rigorous testing and that they're confident it will offer pilgrims additional protection.
As with any product, it's take the first cycle of product to be distributed among the people and then, you know, them to have a know-how about it and then get to wider audiences. So definitely, I see the appetite for it, you know, but it will be all dependent upon how it is received, which we feel it will be received well.
Dr. Salman Waqar, president of the British Islamic Medical Association, which provides guidance rooted in Islamic bioethics, supports efforts to raise awareness of potential health issues around the demanding Hajj pilgrimage.
So the Hajj is one of the largest gatherings of people across the world. And naturally, when you bring people from all corners of the planet together, you also bring lots of diseases from those areas together as well. The authorities do a really good job in trying to keep things clean, but there's always a risk that viruses and other bacteria and infectious diseases can be passed around people. And so having an awareness of these things is quite important, especially if you have got pre-existing health conditions.
Mr. Waqar says standard hand hygiene advice that people were all very familiar and comfortable with during the COVID pandemic should be followed.
So hand hygiene is really important. So anything that brings people's mind to that, to frequently wash their hands, to sanitize their hands, is always going to be welcome. We know that a lot of diseases do spread by contact.
He says there are other health interventions with a strong evidence base too.
Such as vaccinations, for example, and often to travel abroad, you need to have several travel vaccinations done.
Protect Tasbih has been distributed to hundreds of Saudi Airlines guests as they journey to perform Umrah, the non-obligatory pilgrimage journey that thousands of pilgrims perform every year. They were also handed out across the holy city of Mecca. Pilgrims with pre-existing health conditions who may take regular medicines or inhalers should also arrive prepared and with enough medicines for the duration of their stay. The Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca is one of the five pillars of Islam. Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.